Houston, weather radio originating from the Akron Canton National Weather Service office. From the Weather Service, I'm Bob Thompson. Drenching rains will be ending over Ohio today as a weak cool front ushers in drier air. A flood watch remains in effect today for eastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, and the northern panhandle of West Virginia. Heavy rains yesterday and overnight had swollen many streams and rivers, and additional rain this morning could send some of these out of their banks. Our morning weather map had low pressure extending from Minnesota to the Tennessee Valley. A cool front was located from the low through Indiana to Texas. Showers and thunderstorms will give way to drier air this afternoon as that front moves through. The drier air will be swept into Ohio by gusty west winds as high pressure moves in from the Plain States. That high will be centered over Virginia Saturday. The detailed forecast for all of East Central and Southeast Ohio, including Caddis, Little Hocking, Coshocton, and Zanesville. A flood watch today. Showers and thunderstorms ending this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy and windy, our high near 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 50. Friday, mostly sunny, the high 65 to 70. Chance of rain, 90% today, 10% tonight, and near 0% Friday. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour will become west, 20 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts this afternoon, and west winds 10 to 20 miles an hour tonight. The Ohio Extended Outlook will have a slight chance of showers Saturday, then a better chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. Highs will be mostly in the 60s Saturday and from 65 to 75 Sunday and Monday. Lows in the 40s Saturday and the upper 40s to mid-50s Sunday and Monday. The National Weather Service has further extended 6 to 10 day outlook for Tuesday, May 22nd through Saturday, May 26th. Calls for temperatures to average below normal over Ohio with above normal precipitation. During this period, normal highs are in the mid-70s, normal lows from 50 to 55.
At 9 o'clock, skies are mostly cloudy. Chesapeake, light rain 63, Marietta 64, Columbus 60, Cincinnati partly sunny 61, Cleveland a shower 63, Akron Canton cloudy 62. Humidities are in the 80 and 90% range. Wind southwest to west 15, gusting to 25, barometer 29.72. Radar shows shower activity has increased during the past hour with the passage of a cold front across the state. Showers occasionally moderate and moving east at 40 miles an hour. The following climatological data is taken from weather stations across Ohio and northern West Virginia. Information includes yesterday's high temperature, lowest temperature overnight, and 24-hour precipitation ending at 8 o'clock this morning. Akron Canton had a high yesterday of 75, a low yesterday of 64, an average of 68. That's 9 degrees above normal. Lowest temperature overnight, 62. Precipitation yesterday, 86 hundredths of an inch. For the month, 3.78. For the year, 17.36. And this was 4.14 inches above normal as of midnight last night. Since midnight, it picked up another 53 hundredths of an inch. Record temperatures for today, 90 in 1962, 30 in 1891. A year ago, we had a high of 78, a low of 49. The sun will set today at 8:38, and sunrise tomorrow, 6:06. Elsewhere, Cleveland had a high yesterday of 75, overnight low 62. Their 24-hour precipitation totaled 44 hundredths of an inch. Youngstown, 75, 62, 81 hundredths of an inch. Mansfield's high yesterday was 72, overnight low 61. Their 24-hour precipitation totaled 51 hundredths of an inch. Toledo's high yesterday was 73, overnight low 57, 3/10 inch. Columbus high 73, overnight low 63, 68 hundredths of an inch. Cincinnati had a high yesterday of 71, overnight low 59. Their 24-hour precipitation totaled 2.85 inches. Zanesville 73, 61, 97 hundredths of an inch. Parkersburg, West Virginia's high yesterday was 78, overnight low 63, 73 hundredths of an inch. And Huntington, West Virginia's high yesterday was 82, overnight low 62. 24-hour precipitation totaled 65 hundredths of an inch. This flood statement was issued by the National Weather Service at 7 o'clock this morning. The flood watch remains in effect for the western half of Ohio this morning and the eastern half of the state through the afternoon. A cool front along the Ohio-Indiana border this morning will move across Ohio today. The passage of the front will in effect diminish the rain and bring an end to the threat of further flooding in Ohio. Most of the headier showers had moved out of Ohio this morning. A batch of showers just ahead of the cold front was moving into the west and northwest counties. Once these showers leave the state this afternoon, skies should begin to clear. The large water runoff will cause some rivers to crest slowly. People living in flood-prone areas should be prepared to move to higher ground if flooding occurs or warnings are issued.